tragedy bound, looking for clues. I'm starting to suspect she likes abuse. I'm starting to feel like she doesn't feel. Is there anybody in there? Tragedy bound, she's a mess. Her daddy was a demon watching her dress. He shriveled her down, wore her like a crown. Is there anybody in there? All her life, she's bound to lose. All her life, she's bound to lose. Tragedy bound, I feel sick. Her daddy was killed, her feelings were mixed. He wore a hole in her skin, now all the boys look in. Is there anybody in there? Tragedy bound, now she's stuck. She can't even care enough to fuck. She's cutting herself just to see if it works. Is there anybody in there? All her life, she's bound to. How could I speak?
I'm your host, Jason Dyer. How are you all doing today? This is the, second consecutive episode in a row, every 2 weeks, so I'm doing pretty good with that anyways. I got a decent amount of listeners back since last week. I would say probably about 50% came back, plus new listeners. So I'm pretty happy with that, since I took such a long break. But what I'm not happy with, I'm going through a little bit of a miserable time. Maybe I'm the pussy of the week this week, probably. So feel better about yourself, Jake. This week, my 5.5 year long relationship has ended. Oh, yes, sad noises. If I had some, I would put some in here. Wah, So that sucks, And the worst thing of all, she canceled my Netflix. I got it for a gift. She canceled it right on me. That Netflix, we're getting pretty close. We're in an intimate relationship, so I'm a little bummed about the Netflix and, the relationship as a whole. But come on, I'm a young man. I haven't been single since I was 16, though, which is weird to think about because I'm a month away from being 22, so it's been a while since I've been single. And I'm as fat as ever, so I'm definitely going to lose some weight if I'm going to be on the prowl, for some bitches, if you will. So I doubt very much you will be hearing Cora on the podcast anytime soon. She was a feature, the old Ask Cora questions, all that sort of stuff. I know some of you fanboys who thought she was hot, so she is single now, so maybe you are happy about that, give her an email or something. But yes, that relationship is over and I am single. I'm on the market, if you will. I'm a hot stud on the market. Well, hot stud in my own eyes. That's what you try to put over on women. Be like, whatever, bitch. I may be fat, but I'm better than you. Bitches love that. So I'm on the market, and maybe I'll enjoy it. I don't know. I haven't been on the market for a long time. But I think what I'm going to go for is a short Asian girl, maybe with glasses. Not sure about the glasses, maybe. Kind of has a nerdy streak, but wild in the sack. Bisexual, preferably. So, if you know any hot Asian girls that meet that description, send me along an email. But anyways, whatever. You people don't want to hear about it. Or maybe you do. Some of you listeners do like my misery, but that's fine. I'll get over it. everybody gets over it. It's the way it goes. So, yes, I am probably the Pussy of the Week. I win that award. The second annual Pussy of the Week, if you will. So, you know, enjoy that as much as you can. So, you know, I did my first show in a while, and I was a little worried about how I sounded, how it would go over, and I got pretty good email responses, to tell you the truth. I got pretty positive email responses, a couple of negatives, but the thing that was really weird was I use Gax. It's a gaming, you know, community type of forum, but you can put blogs up there. So I use it as my blogging service, so whenever I do a new episode, I put a blog up there. And if you remember, the avatar for the show last show was my ex-girlfriend and her friends in bras and stuff. And for some reason, like, it seemed to, like, enrage some of these, like, nerdy kids. And they were like, what does chicks and bras have to do with your podcast? I don't understand. This is a gaming website, and you talk about movies. Wee. You know what I mean? So I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Well, then there was some kid who said my podcast was boring, so just to be a dick, I just started, like, deleting his comments. And the kind of reaction you get out of people, like, I deleted some kid's comments off a blog, right? So I was just looking in the little chat part of it, and he's chatting about, oh, I want to kick this kid's ass, I want to punch him in the face, and, you know, it's very weird the type of response you get, you know, from the internet, like, you know, your words and some of your actions. Like, I deleted his comments from a blog, so he wants to kick my ass, which I find funny, of course, you know. Just the fact that you can invoke such sort of emotion out of people is very interesting. But, yeah, most of the comments were pretty, I would say, negative. Towards the end, they were getting more positive, but, you know, I never really gave a shit about negative comments, and I really still don't, so, you know, if you want to give me negative comments, I don't really care. But I just thought that was odd, and another argument they had was, this is a gaming forum, why are you putting your podcast up here? You don't talk about games. And, you know, I used to be on a website, it was MassivelyOnlineGamer.com back in the day, and there was a forum community which I belonged to, and, you know, it was pretty nice, and then it, you know, after a while it was sort of morphed into this Gax thing, so, you know, I just found it weird, a website I've been, like, going to, well, not the exact website, but a new incarnation of a website I've been going to for a couple of years, and, you know, I got a bunch of nerds saying, you don't belong there! Podcast talks about movies. Wee. So, for you on Gax who don't like me, you can go fuck yourselves for all I care. And those of you who like me, well, thank you. I like you too. Alright, let's get to some movie reviews. Oh, wait. Before the movie reviews, I'll just tease this. It'll be at the end of the podcast. I have a new porno pick of the week. And if you don't like that either, you can go fuck yourself as well. But the new porno pick of the week, it's, you know, it's a little racially charged, if you will, so stay tuned for that. Alright, this get I don't even know what that was, but I just had some sort of spasm. And, let's get to some movie reviews. Rambo. Well, at least John Rambo, I think, is the official title for it. But it's the latest in the Rambo movies. Came out a few months ago in theaters. I just checked it out on DVD. And, I love the Rambo movies, you know, they're good, great action, you know, 80s action movies, and John Rambo is a good 80s action movie. You have a clear bad guys, you have a clear good guy, and there's no real in-between like you have a lot of the times in the films of the last 20 years or so. I mean, this is pure, like, 80s cheese action goodness. I mean, you're just taking, you know, heavy artillery rounds, blowing guys up, and raping, and killing, and throwing babies against the wall. I mean, there's crazy shit going on in this movie. You know, Sylvester Stallone, of course, is Rambo. He goes into this, he leads these missionaries to, I forgot what the country is. I don't know, some shitty country, like near Vietnam or something. But that's not really the important part. There's not really important plot points in this movie. It's mostly just, this is Rambo. Even though he's old, he's still going to kill you. That's basically how this movie rolls out. And the funny thing is, like, Sylvester Stallone is so HGH'd out and steroids out. He is bigger than what he was in the 80s, like, muscular-wise. Like, he is a thicker dude and more rugged than he at, like, 60 than he was at, you know, 30 or whatever. So that's kind of funny. But overall, you know, if you are an action fan, if you are a Rambo fan, this, if you're a fan of, you know, Sylvester Stallone movies and, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, you're going to eat this shit up. Like, Rambo, it was one of the best action movies I've seen in a long while. I had so much fun in this movie. I recommend Rambo, John Rambo, that is. I recommend everybody go out and rent it. It's just a fun fucking movie. You know, there was a movie I watched right after this that wasn't as fun. I thought it was going to be funny, and it does hit. It's called Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, which it parodies Walk the Line, you know, about Johnny Cash and things like that, and a couple other movies. But it has C. Thomas Riley in it, or C. Scott Riley. Ugh, I forget the dude's name. But he's in Talladega Nights and a bunch of other stuff with Will Ferrell. And he's a funny guy, but a lot of the jokes just don't hit in this movie. Like, you know, they're supposed to be funny, but they don't really make you laugh. They make you kind of smile, but Walk Hard, parts of this movie just get so fucking boring. I wanted to shut it off, but I stuck through it. Overall, I would not recommend this movie. I think that most of the jokes just miss way, way too much. Another shitty movie I seen was Sunshine. I heard a lot of good things about this movie, how it's, you know, it's a slow burn, it's, you know, it has a really good payoff, and the truth is, it's very slow burning, to the point where it's fucking boring, I found, and the payoff of the movie is really not that good. The plot of the movie is a spaceship and its crew have to reignite the sun because it's going to burn out and save the Earth, blah, blah, blah. There was a crew a couple years before them who tried to do it, but they failed, so this crew's going to go, and a bunch of crazy things happen, you know, people start dying, blah, blah, blah. You know how space stories go. But, to tell you the truth, I'm not going to go that far into it just because I think the movie was boring. I think the payoff was lackluster, and I really didn't enjoy this movie. So, you know, blah. And let's go 3 for 3 for shitty movies. When a Stranger Calls is a remake of a 70s movie or an 80s movie? I can't quite remember. But the first movie had the girlfriend of Andy Kaufman in the Taxi series, if you remember that. Probably none of you, because I wasn't even alive when that show was on. But anyways, a girl goes to a house and babysitting these kids, and some psycho keeps calling her, stalking her. This movie was boring, extremely boring. It's a lot of build with very little payoff, the same as Sunshine. Basically, there's no real good action in the movie either, even when the guy comes in. There's no real good resolution to the film either. I remember seeing the original, you know, it's been 10 or 12 years ago. I don't quite remember a lot about it, so I don't remember if it sticks to it that much. But overall, I found When a Stranger Calls pretty shitty, and I would not recommend a pickup. 30 Days of Night. I was really looking forward to this, this movie. I missed it in theaters, but I caught it on DVD. It's vampires, which I love. It has a good premise. It's based on a comic book series, which I read a little bit of it a couple of years ago, but I don't really remember much about it, so I can't really compare it, the movie, to the comic book. But it's such a cool idea where, you know, there's going to be 30 days of night in Alaska. And, of course, you know, people have to stay there, keep a town running. And vampires figure this out, so they're like, well, it's a 30-day feeding frenzy. So, I really like the premise. And I heard the comic book's fantastic. Like I said, I read it a long while back, which I barely remember. I'm not really good at remembering, you know, comic books from years and years past. The main character in this movie is Josh Hartnett, plays the sheriff, and I remember the sheriff from the book being, like, a grizzled old, like, late 50s guy, and Josh Hartnett just doesn't seem to really fit that, but, you know, I could be wrong, you know, people correct me if I'm wrong, but, he's the sheriff of this little town and is trying to figure out what's going on, and then finally the vampires just blow out in full force and start eating the townspeople, and, but there's, like, this subplot of him and his, wife he's separated from, and they keep going back to that in the movie, and it just gets less interesting and less interesting every time they go back to it. It's like, oh, you know, what was wrong? Him and his wife, I don't really care. You know what I mean? So the practical effects were pretty good. The practical blood effects I really liked. The design of the vampire's teeth, you know, they kind of had that, you know, animalistic, you know, all the teeth are sharp sort of deal, and they talk in their own little language. In the lead vampire, I don't know, it just didn't work for me, but overall, I thought the movie was worth a watch, but if you're a vampire fan and or you're a fan of the comic book. But I found the middle drags a good bit, but you know, overall, it wasn't a bad movie. It's worth a watch if you're a vampire fan. Next up is Hitman. Hitman is based on the video game series Hitman, which I really love. Actually, after watching this movie, I started playing Hitman 2 on my PC again. It's an old game, but it's still pretty fun. And, you know, the story is there's a hitman, of course, and he's bald and has a barcode on the back of his head, and he gets these certain jobs that he takes or doesn't take, and, you know, he has barely any emotions, and he's raised since a child to, you know, kill, basically. And, you know, the plot's not really important. I mean, he's hired to kill someone, there's a double cross, triple cross, you know, super duper spy hitman sort of stuff. But, the main thing you really need to know about this movie is the acting was a lot better than I thought it would be. The middle of this movie kind of drags a little bit, but overall, I thought it was a pretty good action movie. The gun battles in this movie are fantastic. Some of the best gun battles I've seen in a while, and, you know, a good shooter movie. The guy who plays Hitman, I can't think of his name offhand. He's a character actor. He plays the role actually pretty well. They first announced that Vin Diesel was supposed to play him, and I think this guy did a lot better job than Vin Diesel could have done. I mean, what has happened to Vin Diesel's career? I mean, he was like the biggest star like 3 or 4 years ago, and what have you seen him in since, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's here nor there. But Hitman, it's totally worth a rental if you're an action fan, so people check that out. And finally, the movies to end the movie segment this week is The Mist, based on the Stephen King book, or was it a short story? I can't quite remember. I didn't read it, of course. And there's little town folk, and this mist comes, and there's monsters in the mist, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, terror happens. But the real interesting part is they're all locked in this little convenience store, our main character and all these side characters, and the movie isn't about the monsters necessarily, it's about the people inside this convenience store and, like, what happens to them and how they act to this sort of situation. And that was pretty interesting. Like, you have the crazy religious bitch who's, like, you know, wants to sacrifice people, and, you know, so that sort of thing. The monsters, you couldn't really tell if they were designed well or not just because they were in the mist, so you couldn't see them that much. The movie goes on too long, I thought. They could have cut, like, 20 minutes or more out. But when they are fighting the monsters, it's pretty interesting. When they try to escape, it's pretty interesting, and I really like the ending. It was different than the book from what I'm told, but I really dug it. I don't really want to give it away because I think it's a good movie, but everybody should check out The Mist if you're a Stephen King fan, or I don't know if it's necessarily a horror movie. It's more of a thriller movie, I would say, but just with some monsters in it. But if any of what I said sounds interesting, then check out The Mist. The porno pick of the week this week is My Wife's First Monster Cock 12. I have seemed to have missed Volume 1 through 11. This is a little bit different than the ones I've reviewed before. It has some racial tension undertones. It's black dudes on white chicks, of course, which is nothing really new. But there's a little bit of, I don't know if you call it racism, there's some words thrown around. That's all I'm trying to say here. Alright, here's some example of the fine acting in this film.
Goddamn, dude. You gotta tell America what the fuck just happened to you.
I'm just chilling at the bar, man. And this lady came up to me.
This lady right here?
That's me.
Look at her with the dick on the hand on the dick already.
Ugh. My whole thing is, I went out looking for some dick. And I see this huge bulge in this man's pants. Never been with a black guy before in my life. Nothing like that. Married.
You're married?
I'm married.
Really? Yeah. What would your husband do if he knew what you were doing right now?
He can go like a dick. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my.
As you can tell, the acting in this movie is pretty shitty. But, I mean, what porno movies have really great acting? Now, this is the racial talk that was going on during some of the action during this film. How about you check that out?
That's what you was looking
for? Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for right there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, fucking good. Oh, give me that good nigga dick. Yeah. Whose nigga dick is this? Oh, this is my nigga dick there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Give me that nigga dick. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I found some of that pretty funny, like, you know, through the whole movie, no matter what kind of chick he screams, like, yeah, yeah, sucks that new dick, sucks that new dick. I mean, it's the only thing he says throughout the movie. Maybe it's a turn-on for the guy, I'm not real sure. But there was something a little bit even more disturbing than that I found later in the film. Here, just take a listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Push that motherfucker out. Stick some fingers in that ass. Ooh, this is a nasty motherfucker.
Take one finger right there and the other finger and pull that asshole open. Two fingers and open that shit.
Yes, baby.
Open that ass up.
Yeah, see inside that ass.
I wanna see inside, baby.
Now, this is. That was kinda gross. Like, in the movie, she's, like, opening herself up so you can see just, like, a gaping asshole and inside her gaping asshole, which I don't know about you guys. It's not necessarily a turn-on for me. So I found that a bit kind of like, ooh, that's really gross. I'm seeing the inside of this chick's anus. I'm not a doctor, so I really don't want to see that far inside a chick's asshole. For a total of the movie, I'll give it a 7.
Oh, yeah, dropping loads.
Out of 10. Just because I found some of the chicks were alright, and just because I thought the movie was funny. I mean, basically. It's a funny porno. Check it out. Well, I think that will conclude this episode. A couple of recommendations. I watched the first two seasons of 30 Rock. I thought they were both pretty good. Everybody should check that out. You can find that on NBC.com. Also, I watched the season finale of Skins, and that was also a pretty good... it was pretty good, yeah. So everybody should check out the first two seasons of Skins. I know the first season's out on DVD, so check those out. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at borninthe80s@hotmail.com. Also, go to borninthe80s.com. You'll have everything there, contact page. Quick movie reviews, what other shit's on there? The forum, my blog. The forum I've kind of been neglecting, but, you know, if anybody want to go in my forum and start a few topics, you know, more than welcome if you got something to say. I also put my blog posting up on Gax, so you can also go to Gax.com. If you're a comic book fan, check out the comic book Tards, the first comic book created by a retard about retards. I think I'm going to trademark that phrase, but Jake, you can use it if you want. He's a good guy. Check out his comic book. And until next time, as my friend once said, bitch done you dirty. Bitches do everybody dirty.
Climbed up a mountain and looked off the edge at all of the lies that I never have led. There's one where I stayed with you across the sea. I wonder, do you still think of me? I carry your image always in my head, folded and yellowed and torn at the edge. And I've looked upon it for so many years, slowly I'm losing you. face. Oh, the ocean rolls us away, away, away. The ocean rolls us away. Sixes and sevens, we live on jet planes. So many faces, I don't know the names. So many friends now and none of them mine. Forgotten as soon as we meet. All of these moments are lost in time. But you caught in my head like a thorn on a vine. To forever torment me and I wonder why. Do I wish I'd never known you at all? Ocean rolls us away, away, away. The ocean rolls us away. Oh, the ocean rolls us away. But the